今天是我们墨尔本华人教会思恩堂很特别的日子。
Today, is a special day for Clayton Chinese Christian Church.
我们有来自海外我们的肢体与我们一起来敬拜主。
We have members from overseas come along to join us in worship.
我们也有两边，就不管我们是本会母堂或者是海外的弟兄姐妹，两边的要受洗的弟兄姐妹也一起来这边接受洗礼。
And they are also the brothers and sisters who are going to baptize in Christ from both overseas church and this church.
让我们成为在主里的一家人。
So we all united become one family.
所以我们今天要一起来明白为什么要受洗。
So today we're going to study and understand why we need to baptize.
刚才我们读的圣经说信而受洗的必然得救。
So just then we have read the Bible passage is you believe and then you receive the salvation.
那么我们到底信什么呢？
What are you believing?
我们都知道是信耶稣基督。
And we all know that we believe in Jesus Christ.
但是到底这位耶稣基督在你里面，你到底信他是什么呢？
And when Jesus is within you, what do you believe in him?
你信他是一个历史上的人物吗？
Do you believe he's just a historical person?
如果你信他不过是一个历史上曾经出现过的人物，
If you believe he is a historical person,
你信不信他其实无关紧要。
And whether you believe or not, itdoes not matter.
因为他已经在那里了。
Because he's already there.
但是如果你信他是神的儿子，
But if you believe he is a son of God,
你信他是能够拯救你生命的，
And he can save your life.
那你的这个相信就与他发生了关系。
And your belief will connect it with him.
我跟各位讲一个见证。
I'd like to share a testimony with you.
我的父亲是一个相信科学的人。
My father believes in science.
他也是在国外留学的一个人。
He also studied abroad in overseas.
他相信耶稣基督。
He believes in Jesus Christ.
但是他相信是历史上的一个人物。
But he only believes he is a historical person.
而且他给他有一个定义。
And he has a certain definition about Jesus.
他说他是当时罗马国的叛乱分子。
And he said he's a rebel during Roman's Empire.
因为他属于犹太民族。
Because he belonged to the race of the Jew, Jewish race.
所以当他出来的时候，好多犹太人跟着他。
So when he come out, so many Jewish people follow him.
这个罗马的皇帝以为他要组织一个叛党。
And the Roman Caesar thought Jesus is going to lead a rebellion race to against them.
后来他被罗马人抓起来。
Then later on, he has been captured by the Romans.
被钉了十字架。
And has been crucified.
死了以后找不到他的身体。
And after he died, cannot find his body.
这就是历史上所记载的耶稣。
And that's how the history has recorded about Jesus.
我父亲很相信。
And my father believed so.
后来他读完留学以后，留学完以后回到他的家乡。
After he studied abroad, he went back to his hometown.
他就生下了我。
And my parents gave birth to me.
后来我六岁的时候生了非常严重的一个疾病。
And when I was 6 years old, I got certain very serious disease.
医生说没救了。
The doctor said there is no hope.
因为已经发高烧40度，烧了一个礼拜。
Because I have a fever for 40 degrees for 1 week continuously.
我父亲当时急得像热锅上的蚂蚁。
And my father was very panicking and very worried about me.
我母亲跟他说，
My mom told him,
你相信耶稣基督 他可以救我们的孩子吗？
Please believe in Jesus Christ. He can save our child.
当那一天晚上，我父亲一个人陪着我的时候，就跪在我的床前。
And when that period of time, my father was alone with me at my sick bed, and he was accompanying me.
他说：“主耶稣，如果你真是上帝的儿子。”
He said that Jesus, if you are real the Son of God.
我求求你救我的儿子。
I beg you to save my son.
第二天我的烧开始退了。
Second day, my fever withdrew.
一个礼拜我就跳下来出院了。
And after 1 week, I jumped down the sick way. I went home.
于是我们全家成为主所拯救的基督徒。
Therefore, my whole household become Christians. That's how God has saved us.
这时候，我父亲的相信他已经不是历史上的一个人物。
Then my father believed Jesus is not no longer a historical person.
他真是上帝的儿子。
He is the real Son of God.
我们一起来读一段圣经。
Let's read the Bible passage.
请大家翻到约翰福音二十章。
Please turn to John chapter 20.
三十一节。
And verse 31.
约翰福音二十章三十一节。
John chapter 20 and verse 31.
好，我们翻到了，请大家异口同声的来读这一节。
Once you turn to it, shall we read it in unison?
请。
But
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。我们相信神。
We believe in God.
因为他可以给我们生命。
Because he can provide life to us.
那么请问亲爱的弟兄姐妹好朋友们。
And I'd like to ask you, dear brothers and sisters.
你为什么来相信耶稣基督？
Why you come to believe in God?
现在有很多人是赶时髦相信耶稣。
And there are many people nowadays, they want to believe in God because it is a fashion.
因为他们可以过圣诞节。
Because they can celebrate Christmas.
挺洋派的。
It's quite westernized.
也有人他们希望能够融入一个外国的社会。
And some people want to believe in God because they want to fit in a Western society.
因为如果你说你信你是个基督徒
，If you say you're a Christian,
外国人会哦，你是我的 brother.
And the Westerner will say, well, you're my brothers and you're my sister.
所以你进入到一个教会的一个氛围里头。
And you come into the church community.
还是你相信耶稣基督他真的有一种能力
Or you believe in Jesus Christ, he has a special power.
他的能力是不是我们现在这个人能够做得出来的
And this is the power beyond human being.
所以当保罗这一位弟兄他出来侍奉神的时候
When Paul, this brother, he come to serve the Lord.
他开宗明义的就说我相信神，因为他有能力。
And he made his statement quite clearly, say, "I believe in God because He is powerful."
我们一起来读罗马书第一章。
And let's turn to Romans chapter one.
第三节到第四节。
And verse 3-4.
罗马书第一章第三节。到第四节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 3-4.
好，我们也请大家异口同声的来读。
And please, shall we read together?
请。论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说。因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿。因为他的大能可以从死里复活。
Because his power, he can be resurrected.
圣经里面讲到这个大能是叫做不能毁坏的大能。
And this is indestructible power.
这一次我们在家庭营里面。
In family camps,
我们有在一起探讨一个问题。
We try to think about one question.
我们人在一个环境里面。
A person in one situation and scenario.
在这个环境的规律里面，东西都是从有次序的，逐渐到崩溃到一个没有次序的过程。
And all this pattern is like in your life.Is from the ordinary pattern to a not ordinary chaotic sort of situation.
这个叫做生增加的理论。
And this is how you increase
entropy increase. 所以我们人在这个环境当中，我们没有办法去对抗或者是突破。这样子的一个规律。
And so humans in this situation, we cannot face this scenario. We cannot break through.
除非有一个外面的力量进到这个环境当中。
It's only one outside power, an ordinary, not ordinary power.
它可以帮助我们从一个没有规律的或者是一个散掉的一个生命，又帮我们集中起来。
And it can.Redeem us and help us when a chaotic situation, we can come back to the ordinary and patternized life.
这不是我们人自己可以创造出来。
And this pattern you cannot create by your
own. 所以我们人只能接受什么呢？我们的生命越来越衰败。
And what we can do in our life is we get this decayed life, you know, just face it.
不仅我们肉体的生命，我们灵里面，我们生命里面的生命也是逐渐衰败，逐渐退去。
Not only this physical life, and also your spiritual life.
但是我们的主他的能力叫做什么？叫无穷之生命的大能。
But the power of God is indestructible power.
我们一起来看希伯来书第七章第十六节。
And in Hebrews chapter 7,
希伯来书第七章第十六节。
And verse 16.
七章第十六节，我们请大家一起来读。
And we shall read together.
来。他成为祭司，并不是照属肉体的条例，乃是照无穷之生命的大能。我要请读中文圣经的看那个小字叫做什么？
And please read the small words in Chinese version.
它的原文叫不能毁坏的生命的大能。
Is indestructible life.
这不是我们人自己有的，而是从神而来。
And this is not content with our original life. This is from God.
这个大能在两千年前，他道成了肉身。
And in this power, about 2,000 years ago, the Word became flesh.
就是我们所知道的耶稣基督。
And that's Jesus Christ we have to know.
他成为人的样子来到地上。
And God has taken the human formation and come to the world.
短短的三十三年半的岁月
，In such short period of time, 33 years,
他完成了三件重要的工作。
He has accomplished three important matters.
也可以说，他完成了三个重要的职分。
And three important job.
哪三个重要职分呢
？What kind of three different jobs?
第一个职分叫做先知。
First, he's a prophet.
这个先知的工作就是要把上帝的话来传讲给世人听。
And prophet's job is preaching God's word to the whole world.
我们仍然要看一段圣经。
Let's read the Bible verse.
约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
第四十九到五十节。
49 to 50.
约翰福音第十二章四十九到五十节。
John chapter 12, verse 49 to 50.
好，我们请一起来读。
Shall we read together, please?
请，因为我没有凭着自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么，讲什么。我也知道他的命令就是永生。故此，我所讲的话正是照父对我说。 耶稣基督在这边讲得非常清楚，他说我没有凭着自己讲什么。
Jesus has explained so clearly. He say it's not me who has said something.
我只是把父要我传讲的话讲给你们听。
So for I did not speak on my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me to say.
父要讲的话的重点是什么呢？
And what's the key point what the Father wants to say?
就是永远的生命。
That is eternal life.
就是要让我们这些必死的人能够得到一个永远不能毁坏的生命。
Humans that us, our final journey is death. And from this, we can have eternal life.
所以他说的话我们要听。
So whatever he say, we must listen.
而且说实在我们也听得懂。
And actually we can understand.
因为他说的是人话。
Because he speak in human language.
都写在圣经上面。
It's all written in our Bible.
它成为我们生命的指引。
And that become our life's instruction.
耶稣来到世上的第二个职分。
The second job when Jesus came to this world, he has done.
是做祭司。
Is he act as a priest?
事实上，世上有很多不同的宗教。
Actually, in this world, there are many different kind of religions.
也有很多宗教里面的祭司。
And there are different kind of priests.
有的叫和尚。
Some called monks.
有的叫道士。
And some is a Taoism monk.
也有人叫做神父。
And some are called fathers.
也有人叫牧师。
And some called minister, pastors.
如果耶稣基督来到世上不过其中的一个祭司的话，
If he came down to the world, he just one of them.
他没有跟其他的宗教有什么区别。
And there's no difference between him and other religions.
但是耶稣基督成为祭司。
But when Jesus came down to the world, he became the priest.
他是用自己作为祭献给上帝。
He used he himself as a living sacrifice to contribute to God.
当他把自己献给上帝的时候，情况改变了。
When he used he himself as a living sacrifice and burned it over to God, the whole situation changed.
因为他的生命是不能毁坏的。
Because his life is indestructible life.
所以当他把生命献出来以后，就成为一个赎罪祭。
And when he contribute his life over his life, it becomes a living sacrifice.
而这个赎罪祭可以能够让我们每一个必死的生命能够得到救赎。
And all this life about going to die, we can be redeemed.
我们一起来读希伯来书第七章第十四节。
And let's read Hebrews chapter 7,
二十四节到二十七节。
And 24 to 27,
他所献的祭跟地上的祭司献祭不同。
And the offering he has offered is different than worldly priests.
我们来读这段圣经。
Let's read this Bible passage.
希伯来书第七章二十四到二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 7, 24 to 27.
我们一起来读，请。
Shall we read together?
这位祭是永远长存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。像这样圣洁、无邪恶、无玷污、远离罪人、高过诸天的大祭司，原是与我们合宜的。他不像那些大祭司，每日必须先为自己的罪，后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上，就把这事成全了。耶稣基督一次把他的生命献上，就拯救了所有相信的人。
He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself.
他的献上就是我们所知道的钉十字架。
He offered himself is how he crucified for us.
他被埋葬了三天以后复活。
He has been buried for 3 days, then resurrected.
他在地上又待了四十天之久，
And on this earth, he stayed 40 more days.
然后在众门徒的眼前被接升天。
And in front of all his disciples, he has risen.
但是他差遣了圣灵。
But he sent the Consolator, which is Holy Spirit.
在我们人间，在我们当中运行。
In dwelt among us and living among us.
让凡是选择相信他的人能够更认识他。
And who choose to believe in him can know him better.
因为圣灵会感动我们。
Because the Holy Spirit will speak to us.
而圣灵也会教导我们。
And also will teach us.
你说圣灵在哪里？我不知道。
And you might say, where is the Holy Spirit?
我教你一个方法。
I can teach you one method.
你找一个没有人的时候。
And find a quiet place. There's nobody around.
你跪下来祷告。
You kneel down. And you pray.
圣灵，圣灵啊。
You say, Holy Spirit.
我现在要读一段圣经，求你帮助我明白这个圣经的意思。
And now I'm going to study and read a passage from the Bible. Please help us. Help me to understand.
然后你打开一个你一直读不懂的圣经。
And then you open a Bible passage you used to read but you can't understand, cannot understand.
你一个字一个字把它读出来。
And word by word, you're very serious reading out to yourself.
然后你祷告。
Then you pray.
去思想你刚才所读的。
And think about what you have just read.
这个时候圣灵就会工作。
Then Holy Spirit will work.
他会给你一个非常不一样的一个感觉。
And you will have somehow a different feeling.
因为那个你所读的那个话是神从神而来。
Because the words you are reading is from God.
神说他所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because whatever God speaks, that is life, that is spirit.
你就会明白那个话的意思。
Then you will understand his words.
你来试试看。
Have a try.
耶稣基督来到地上的第三个职分。
The third work, a job, when Jesus came to this world.
也是他被钉十字架的罪名。
And that is the name why they crucify him.
因为他说他是王。
Because he declared he is the king.
所以罗马的凯撒，罗马的君王。
So Caesar in Roman Empire.
不放过他。
Let him escape of this.
但是，当凯撒死了以后，我相信他一定很后悔。
But after Caesar, he was dead. He probably regrets a lot.
他在地上跟耶稣争着做王。
On this earth, he's tried to fight with Jesus, who is rulers of this kingdom.
等到他死了以后，他才知道耶稣的王不在地上。
And after Caesar died, he might realize.Jesus' kingdom is not on this earth.
乃是天上永远的国度。
But its heavenly kingdom is for eternity.
我们来看启示录。
That's read Revelation.
第十一章第十五节。
Chapter 11, verse 15.
启示录第十一章第十五节。
Revelation chapter 11, verse 15.
好，我们一起来读，请。第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。这一段圣经是启示录里面的一小段圣经。
This is just a small, tiny passage within the Revelation.
我们只能稍微。很简单的看一看将来的那个荣耀的一个情景。
And we can just have seen a little bit about how glorious in the future.
当时到了天上那个诗班比我们的今天的诗班还要大，还要那个声音还要震撼。
In heaven, the choir will be massive and the sound will be incredible.
我们看到天使在吹号。
And we will see the archangels try to blow the trumpet.
我们看到神坐在宝座上，我们人原来看不到，但是我们将来到了天上就看到了。
We will see God sitting on his throne, and originally we can't see by our physical eyes, but later on in eternity we can see that.
我们还看到我们有许许多多的亲人，他们比我们先上了天。
And we will see all our family members who were there at the, you know, earlier than us, but we were going to meet Oveland.
我们还会看到圣经里面的摩西跟大卫。
We will see Moses. We will see King David.
我想那一个时间，我们真的是欣喜异常。
And we will be so excited.
就跟我们阿尔南教会今天来到思恩堂的那个感觉有点接近哦。
And it's just like the Shanghai Church, how they join us, they're so excited to come back to the home.
因为以前我们在上海聚会的时候，大家都在一个小房间里面。
Because when we worship in Shanghai, we were gathering in a small room.
没有一个正式的教堂在聚会。
This is not a formal church.
以后我们到天上的教堂比这个教堂更荣耀。
And when we go back to heaven, the church will be more glorious.
所以我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
So we have this glorious expectation.
我们如果我们相信我们的主耶稣基督是神的儿子，
If we believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God,
我们就相信他所说的话。
And we believe every word he has said.
他是先知要告诉我们的话。
He's a prophet, and he wants to explain things to us.
而且他是我们与神之间的中保。
And he is the medium, mediator between us and God.
他能够为我们代求祈祷。
And he can pray for us.
他也给我们一个永远荣耀的盼望。
He also gives us this eternal hope.
如果你相信就可以受洗了。
If you believe that, then you can be baptized.
所以等一下我要问这十一位弟兄姐妹的三个问题。
So there are three questions. I'm going to ask the 11 brothers and sisters.
就是第一个，你相信耶稣是神的儿子吗？
Do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
他降世成为肉身的样子。
He was born as flesh and became a man.
第二个问题，你相信耶稣基督为你的罪钉在十字架上吗？
Do you believe Jesus died and crucified for your sin?
接下来他复活升天，坐在全能者的右边。
And later on, he resurrected and rising up to the heavens, sitting on God's throne.
现在就是做我们的祭司在天上。
And now he is our priest and sitting in the heaven.
第三个问题是，你愿意跟随主的脚步行吗？
And do you want to follow him?
一直到主荣耀的再来。
Until he's coming back again.
一直到与他一同作王。
And until we are all going to rule over all with him.
如果你相信，你就可以受洗。
If you believe that, you can baptize.
受洗的意思是我们到水里头，然后再从水里头上来。
And the meaning of baptism is we get into the water and raise out from the water.
这个叫浸水礼。
And this is a baptism in the water.
当然世界很多的聚会地方。
There are many other worship.
也有浸水，也有点水，也有洒水。
And there's a different ritual about baptism.
其中一个最好的就是浸水礼。
And the best one is you actually get into the water.
因为我想我们每个人都喜欢最好的。
And I believe every one of you want the best one.
因为浸水礼它有一个特别的意思。
And because the way how we do baptism, it has a spiritual very good meaning.
我们来读罗马书第六章第三到第五节。
And in Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章第三节到第五节。
And verse 3 to 5.
好，翻到了，我们请大家一起读罗马书六章。
Once you have found it, shall we read together?
三到五节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 5.
来，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。当我们进到水里头，
When we enter into the water,
我们是全部的浸下去。
It's a whole body.
所以等一下，弟兄姐妹，你们浸的时候头啊，尽量往下。
And when you get in the water, try to put your head into the water.
我答应你，我绝不会按你的头，
不让你起来。I promise you, I won't press your head so you can't get up.
当你浸到下面以后，你就抬起来。
And once you get into the water, you just raise up your head.
这有个意义。
There's a symbol.
就是我们埋葬了。
You're buried.
你的老我已经与主耶稣同死了。
Your old self has been buried with Jesus.
但是当你起来以后，
When you rise up,
你的生命也有耶稣基督复活的生命。
Your life has Jesus' resurrection life.
不再是你自己了。
It's no longer yourself.
你起来以后，你的生命有耶稣基督的同在。
And Jesus will be with you.
我们叫做归入耶稣基督里。
Is baptized into Christ.
当我们归入耶稣基督里以后，
When you baptize into Christ,
有一些好处。
There's some benefits.
刚才我们读了马可福音第十六章。
And we just read the book of Mark, chapter 16.
有什么好处呢？
What's all the benefit?
你会有神迹奇事随着你。
There will be lots of miracles will follow you.
当时耶稣那个时代，有很多的一些天然灾害。
In Jesus' era, there were many natural disasters.
比如说那时候可能走在沙漠上就会有毒蛇咬你。
And for example, you travel among the desert, there will be poison snake might bite you.
耶稣在这边讲到，当你信了主以后。
And Jesus said that when you believe in God,
你被毒蛇咬了以后也不会中毒。
And even you be bitten by poison snake, you will be fine.
我们要了解这个意思哦。
You need to understand the meaning of that.
千万不要受洗以后故意去找蛇来咬一口。
And you need to understand the meaning is that after I baptize, I try a poison snake try on myself.
证明一下神的力量很大。
I need to prove God is powerful. It's not that that.
不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean that that.
他是说在那个时候，当你遇到了灾祸的时候。
It means you meet a critical moment in your life.
会有一些神迹随着你。
That will be a miracle follow you.
所以当你们刚受洗以后，
so when you just baptize,
你们有一个秘诀，
there's a secret.
因为就好像小婴孩一样，
and because you're just like infants,
小婴孩当他哭了，大人怎么做呢？
And when an infant, when you cry, what happened to the parents and adults?
赶快起来抱，然后给他吃。
And quickly carry and embrace and feed her or him.
所以你们刚信主就像婴孩一样。
So when you just baptize, you are just like an infant.
你们向神求的祷告，
Whatever you pray to God,
很容易得到神的应验。
And very easy, God will fulfill you and promise you.
我想我们在座经历过的人都可以向你们做见证。
And all of us, we have experienced God, we can testify to you.
这叫我们归入主耶稣基督里。
And that's you baptize into Christ.
但是等到以后时间慢慢的增加，
And when the time goes by,
会有第二个阶段。
There's a second stage of your life.
耶稣基督在我们里面。
And Jesus Christ is living within you.
我们来看加拉太书第二章二十节。
And let's turn to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
加拉太书第二章二十节。
And chapter 2, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
好，我们请大家异口同声的来读，请。
Shall we read together, please? Galatians chapter 2:20.
请。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。乃是耶稣基督在我里面活着。
Is Jesus Christ living in you?
不再是我活着。
It's no longer you.
过去我为自己打算。
In the past, you planned everything for yourself.
现在我心里越来越想到的是如何来为神多做一点事。
And later on, after you baptize, you might think, well, maybe I need to do something for God. You will think that more.
所以当我们刚刚读的马可福音第十六章最后一节。
And just like we read Mark chapter 16, the last verse.
当就是耶稣基督对他的门徒在说的时候。
And when Jesus said to his disciple,
他的门徒都已经跟着耶稣一段时间了。
And because his disciples have followed him for a certain time,
他们听了很多的道理。
They listened to so many sermons.
当耶稣复活升天复活的时候，他们其实心里还有疑问。
And even though when Jesus resurrected, his disciples still have many doubts in their hearts.
所以耶稣又多花了40天在地上。要坚定他们的信心。
So that's why Jesus spent 40 more days spending with them to secure their faith.
我想那40天应该叫做门徒训练营。
It's like a discipleship training class.
所以当耶稣最后训练好以后，他升天了，圣灵才降临下来。
So after that 40 days, and Jesus has risen, and then Holy Spirit came.
让所有他的门徒以及侍奉他的人得着圣灵的能力。
And may all the people who serve God and also including his disciples to get the power from the Spirit.
耶稣基督的灵借着圣灵的内住在他生命里面长出来。
The Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, through Holy Spirit, it can live within you and it can grow.
你知道这个生命最大的力量是什么吗
？Do you know what's the most powerful thing about this life？
不是手能拿蛇或者喝毒药不会死掉。
It's not the you can catch the poison snake and bite you won't die or drinking poison you won't die. It's not that that.
那个生命的大能是你可以去传福音给需要的灵魂。
And the power is you are able to preach to those people who need gospel. You can save them.
当你能够传福音，让神的大能从你身上出去的时候
，When you can preach the gospel, God's power will flow through you.
你就看到一个一个得救的灵魂，你心里非常的喜乐。
You see one by one they get rescued and they be saved by God.
那个喜乐超过你自己得到什么好处
？You are full of joy and that is your benefit.
因为你已经以耶稣基督的心为心了。
And you add as Christ's heart as your heart.
我们今天就怀着这么一个欢喜快乐的心
And today we have a such joyful heart
来欢迎我们的新的家人
And to welcome our new family members
以前你们可能只是客人
In the past, you are only our guest
或者讲得见外一点你们都是外人
And you are outsiders
但是从今天开始
But from today
我们是家人
We are family
这是圣经里面讲的。
That's how the Bible has told us.
我们一起来读好吗
？Let's read together.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter two.
第十八到第十九节。
And 18 to 20.
同时也在投影片上。
It's also on the PowerPoint.
以弗所书第二章第十八节到第十九节。
Ephesians chapter two.
第十八节到第十九节。
18 to 20.
好，我们请大家一起来读，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。我们再读一次。
Let's read once more.
因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感。得以进到父面前，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。这一次我们，从上海来的弟兄姐妹，我们有四位，今天要在这边受洗。
And today, there are four brothers and sisters from Shanghai that are going to baptize.
我想跟你们说的就是你们家人为你们流了许多的眼泪
I'd like to say to you your families have shed a lot of tears for you
因为我认识他们家人在先
Because I know your family members before this baptism
他都是我们一起聚会的同工
They are the brothers and sisters like we have been worshiped together.
我们也有一个祷告会。
We have a prayer meeting.
这个祷告会大部分都是为他们还没有信主的家人来祷告。
And this prayer meeting is especially for their family members who have not yet become Christian.
当我们说你有什么特别在心里面要祷告的，他们大部分就会讲到你们。
And whenever we ask them, what do you want to pray? They mention your names.
因为他希望我们不仅在地上是一家人。
They don't, they want, you are not only their families on this earth.
我们更希望在天上是一家人。
But in heaven, we are still family.
直到永永远远。
Until eternity.
刚才在讲道之前，琪琪来告诉我。
Before I preach, Michelle came to find me and said to me,
我们节目单说今天有十位弟兄姐妹要受洗。
The bulletin said we have 10 brothers and sisters who wants to baptize today.
现在又增加一位。
There's one more.
小弟兄叫 Charlton.
And this young brother called Charlton.
Charlton 站起来摇摇手吧。
Charlton, you stand up, wave your hand.
乔腾，我为你哭过，你知道吗？
Charlton, do you know that I cried for you before?
两年前当 Charlton 他要来受洗的时候，我把他拒绝了。
Two years ago, when Charlton wants to baptize, I rejected him.
因为我问他，他很多是不是相信的时候，他的态度不坚定。
When I asked him whether he believes, he's not sure.
我非常担心，就这样给他受洗以后，他还能不能够有耶稣基督的生命在里面
？I worry about if I baptize him, whether Jesus can come into his heart.
但是你知道吗？我很难过。
But I was very sad.
我很担心成为那个阻碍。
I worry about I block him.
但是很感谢神。
But thank God.
最后神改变的是他妈妈。
God has changed his mom.
他妈妈跟我讲说，大成你不要难过。
Say, Tom, do not be sad and cry.
因为那是我原本只是想把我的儿子丢给教会，让教会来带他。
Originally, I just want to throw my son to church, let the church discipline him.
后来教会的门关了。
Then the church door closed, shut down to him.
我就觉得我可能我应该要做的是让我自己来带我的孩子。
And I need to take the full responsibility as a mom. I should discipline my own son.
我知道这两年他们夫妻俩为这个儿子也做了很多祷告。
I know this past two years, the parents have earnestly prayed for Charlton.
很希望能够让他亲手被牧师来受洗。
They wish Senior Pastor Luke can baptize him.
但是牧师先回去了。
But Pastor Lou has gone.
他把工作都交给我们。
And he leave all this work to us.
所以我们要延续这个工作。
We need to carry his job.
今天很感谢主 ，Charlton 能够愿意受洗。
And I thank God, like Charlton is willing to baptize today.
我相信耶稣基督会很高兴。
I believe Jesus Christ is very happy.
刘牧师也会很高兴。
Senior Pastor, it will be overjoyed.
盼望我们每一个，若是家中还有我们这样子负担的一些家人。
If you do have your family members who are not yet Christian,
请你知道有多少人为你献上祷告。
You must know how many people have been praying for you.
这个不是只是一个仪式。
This is not only a ceremony.
或是让你有一个特别的身份，发你一个特别的 ID。
This is not a specially ID and a special ceremony, you know, for today.
因为他们真的希望让你能够享受在神生命里面的那一个平安。
They want you to enjoy the peace, the joy in your life.
而且他们非常希望能够跟你一起，能够在永远里面天天在一起。
And your family wish.To be with you until eternity.
不仅这个好处。
It's not only this benefit.
我们在地上还增加了更多的家人。
And on this earth, we have more family members, extended family.
我想我们从上海来弟兄姐妹就有这种感觉。
And I feel the brother sister who came from Shanghai, you feel that.
因为我们把别人的孩子当自己的孩子。
We treat other children, other people's children as our own children.
把别人的妈妈当做自己的妈妈。
Other people's mother as our own mothers.
我们一点不会感觉到有一些为难。
And we don't feel hesitate.
我相信以前思恩堂也是这样。
I believe in the past, Clayton Chinese Christian Church, you are like this.
也许时间久了。
Maybe you are aging.
人多了。
More people.
这个感觉变少了。
Your feeling is not as strong as before.
我们只有在一个灵里面。
It's only in one spirit.
我们才能够真正成为灵里的一家人。
And we can be families in spirit.
在神的家中。
In God's household,
我们一同被建造。
We need to be constructed together.
因为有很多的工作要在这家里面做。
Many work need to be done in God's household.
不仅是清理教会，或者是在教会里面做一些事务的工作。
It's not only clean up the church, tidy up the church, but there are many other things we need to do.
更重要的是能够让属灵的生命长大。
The more importantly, you must make your spiritual life grow.
就是透过神的话来让属灵的生命长大。
As through God's word to make your life grow.
然后经历我们每天在生活上的一些事情。
And experience every matters in your life.
用每一天这个生命的经历。
And use your life journey.
让我们能够建立神的肢体。
And to contribute the body of Christ.
能够学习耶稣基督要我们在地上所学的功课。
And to learn the lessons Jesus wants you to learn.
一直到主再来。
Until the Lord is coming back again.
我们成为主的身体。
We are one body.
让主耶稣基督能够带我们进入到永远里。
And Jesus Christ can lead us to eternity.
接下来我们就要为我们这十一位新的家人来举行受洗的典礼。
Now we're going to conduct the baptism ceremony for these 11 brothers and sisters as our family.
请你们到后面准备换衣服。
Please take your belongings and go to the back to get change.
也请司会的弟兄上来，我们带大家唱一首诗歌。
And we ask the chairperson and interpreter come to lead us to sing.
愿主祝福他自己的话。
May God bless His own words.